This is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org, theapostolicfaith.org. We thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast. Peace.
And that, my soul. When I think of a mind that can embrace all humanity and lose them one by one. As Rev say, you don't get me, but you do. You perceive. That mind on the cross knew you would come. And he said, for you, I'll include you in what I'm doing. And if you want to partake of this sacrifice that I'm making, you'll go down in water. He made this way of the resurrection from death to life. And I thank him that he included it. When I think of a heart that all that I would do against it, hating the way, he said, yes, but I make this sacrifice and include you. And if you want me, I want you. For that inclusion, I'm fulfilling the manifestation of what he did. And I thank him today that he included me. So when the souls that are in the ground hear his voice, I'm in that number. And for that, I thank God that he included me in the plan of salvation. This is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the broadcast that the breathing of the gospel reaches out beyond our borders and grabs hearts and minds to say the Lord included you in this. And no matter where you find yourself right now, you included with the gospel. The gospel has the inclusion of all of them that will obey, and it has included them that don't obey. And you have to decide which side you want to be on. When he said that he would open up our understanding, understand the scripture. So when a man says, I want to be saved, we say then you must be baptized and watered in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. We thank God for the knowledge that if someone takes you in the water and say, I therefore baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and they put you in the water and bring you, that didn't call the name, you need the name. Amen. If this includes you, that God wants every soul to go down in water in his name. And this church never baptized any other way, because we bridged from Peter's baptism on to Paul's baptism. on till now the church still is baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ, because that is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and I'm included in his speaking to form the world, the invisible things and visible things. I'm included in that sonship, because he said, now, beloved, now, are ye the sons of God?
Yeah.
And he said, it hasn't yet appeared what I shall be. But he said, know this, you are going to be just like me. And with that only, I have faith to make me go after those words. So he included me in the beginning, in the Father of all things, to save me. He included me in the Son, and he made the sacrifice for me. And he included me to house the Holy Spirit. He included me that I can walk the face of the earth as he did, full of a spirit that can conquer everything. And I thank him for it today, because for man, he did die on Calvary. And I thank him for this inclusion. And I will now offer this sacrifice of prayer, because, Lord, we are thankful that you included us. When you look down the telescope of time and saw people that were not a people, but you made us. Liken unto your fleshly life with the anticipation of your glorious life. We thank you that you did not resist the cross, but my God, you went there for my sake.
Yes, sir.
And for that, I thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you for the word, my God, that was the Father of all things, that it spoke. And it said, be baptized in my name. And I heard the Father, and I heard the gospel of the Father, and I went down and walked.
Yeah.
I thank you for the Son brought your word and walked the face of the earth, and those words still found me. Say, be baptized in my name. And I was included to hear it, in all of its goodness, and all of its fulfillment. And I fulfilled it by manifesting. I thank you that you included me. Now, Father, thank you for letting me know that if I continue, thank you, Father, that if I persevere over my issues, that you're going to reward me with everlasting life. You told me that if I continue, if I'm steadfast, unmovable, and I don't surrender, that you would crown me with everlasting life. And today I can feel your hand upon my head to let me know it's even so. Thank you, Lord, that you included me, that if I should be in the grave, that you would speak to my grave and wake me. And if I walk in the face of the earth, I would drop this sinful death, and I would rise up to meet you. I thank you for including me in that Christ. I thank you that I didn't resist the word that you established, but I did what you asked me to do. Now I ask you, help me. Help me, Lord. and that sacrifice rests on all these souls. And you will preserve their eternal salvation that you went to prepare. And we'll take hold to eternal life. And we'll run this race. Father. Thank you. For the things I don't know. And for the things that you would give me.
But at the appointed time, You proved that God can heal backsliders. I thank you that you're proving the gospel. Thank you. For then, that saw by the words of prophecy that they were going to be with this ministry, I thank you for obeying and coming, because you're proving that God can do anything. For them that kept coming back to the church but kept going, finally said, I'm going to stay now. And I've stayed until this present hour. I thank you for that journey and that journey alone, because you're proving that if you have a desire to save yourself, God will. And I thank you for proving God. Thank you for you that wait upon the Lord, that you can prove that when I have nothing, God will give me a ram and give me the thing I need. Thank you for waiting on the Lord, that the Lord can bring you back, and the Lord can heal it, the Lord can deliver, the Lord can set you free. The Lord, God Almighty, I thank you for them that yield your life to God. When he took that thing you love, and the suns went up and went down, the moons went up and the moons went down, but I thank you that you have continued until this very day to say, the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord made a sacrifice for my soul. I will gladly present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Thank you. That you can prove the power of God's word, that I don't need man's painkiller. I got the name that has all power. Because when I went to worship, his angel told me, trust in the Lord. And as I walked by him, he reached out his hand for my belly. I thank him. I thank you. I thank you for lending your members to God Almighty, that God is able. I thank you that while you were traveling along the highway, and someone hit you from behind, how you were witness as the car was spinning around, and God was stopping before going over a bridge. I thank you that you come back into the congregation of the holy and say, God, at the name of Jesus, was my safety. I thank you for your sacrifice to prove God. And he included you with everything that is written, everyone in the word, from Enoch until now, that have this testimony. I set to my seal. Because someone sealed my soul. And I'm going to set to it. I'm going to set to. I'm a child of the resurrection. I'm going to set to. God is true. Thank God that he included me. Thank you. For lending your members that the Spirit can speak. Thank you for your prophecy that encouraged the church that said one day in February, hallelujah, God, he's going to come through Jacksonville. Thank you that you lend your members walking along the water, going on to the rest, letting us know, I know the name and the word to open the door. I thank you for lending your members to the church that I can say Abba, and I will open up a closed way. Thank you. Thank you. That you would yield your body to God. And on a day, February, you would fast. And the Lord would knock on your door. And I thank you for yielding. And said, if you want me, Lord, I'll go. If you want me, if you go, I'll go with you. I thank you that you believe my signs. I thank you that you believe my wonders. I thank you. And for this, you said there's no need for me to try to get in your head to see. I hear your word. And your word are good enough for me. Because it's the word that I heard aforetime. Thank you for believing. Thank you for trusting. Though it doesn't look good, I thank you for trusting. The world is being looked back. We can see that God has been my keeper. God has been my deliverer. God has been my safety. And he's been my strong tower. When I look back, I thank you for what you've done to prove God is able. And for your gift, I say amen. For your gift, I say amen. Thank you for your gift. He included me. Thank you, Lord. Now, concerning spiritual gifts,
brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
Here is a gift. That you know Jesus, that your mind can conceive to know him is by the Holy Ghost. And that gift he gave to the church. Now let's see what else came with that gift. That's the big box. Let's open that box now and see there are more boxes that have bowls on them. Let's open up some more gifts in the box.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
There are diversities of gifts. There are different gifts in this box.
But the same Spirit.
But the same Spirit placed them there for you.
Yes.
If you can think about this mind that knew you were coming and set everything in place so you will be all right. And you can't get concerned about the issue right now, but just look back with me. My soul look back and wonder, how did I get here? How did I get this strong? How did I make it? There are diversities of gifts.
And there are differences of administration.
I might do it different from Peter, Paul, Bishop Johnson, Shelton, Nehemiah. I might do it a little different.
But, the same
but it's
Lord.
The same Lord.
Yes.
Whatever he gave them, he gave me a double portion.
Yes.
And a portion that he set in front of me, I'm willing to share. So, I find worthy men. And what God has given me, I bestow on them. I find souls that are heavy laden and bestow what God has given me on them. This is the gospel. What I thank God for is his word.
There are different diversities of operations.
There's different ways by where we can get it.
Yes.
But it is the same God.
But it's the same God.
All in all.
Just because you came out of a Baptist or a holiness church to get here, I was here when you got here. But by that operation, he kept working until you decided, I want to hear the word.
Yes.
A different way. But the same God would not let me go to the ground without the desire of my heart to save myself being manifested. He had to work it all in all.
But the manifestation,
how I see it,
of the Spirit,
how I see God,
is given to every man to profit with all.
Is given how you want to see it. How you going to see this strategy, this tragedy? How you going to look at it? Are you going to come with all and say, thank you, Jesus. I don't have no kidney. How you going to look at it? How is the Spirit dwelling in you going to look at it? Are you going to die? Are you going to fall? Are you going to stand and say, I know my God is able? How are you going to operate by the gospel that's been preached to you? How are you going to take the partaking of what I have to manifest? How are you going to show it?
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another,
by one,
the word of knowledge.
By one comes the words of wisdom. Your mother. See, that was wise. For her to tell me that. How did that wisdom get to her? God gave her that wisdom for you. And she gave it and she showed you the wisdom of the word. If you just do what the word says, it'll all work out. And it comes by the same God can give one this knowledge that you hear the young man say, I went back and I looked. As a man of God's words, the breathing. And I went and looked and I found God's breath being spoken and things start appearing. The knowledge of that now, it came by the Spirit. If you want it and search it, God will give it to you. Say, if you want to know these things, God will give you the understanding in all things if you desire. So one get the spirit of wisdom. One get the spirit of knowledge by the same God.
To another, faith by the
to another one have this strong faith that when the gospel got preached, they just believed it without any hesitation. Said, I trust God. And if it worked all these generations, I'm not going to try to find a way around it. I'm going to have faith in God. Everybody don't have that kind of faith. But some do. How did they get it? By God. That same God is building a temple. And he's making the arms different from the legs. He's making the legs different from the toes and the ears, making all these things different. But when you put them together, it works as a body.
Yes.
So one has faith.
To another. The
by God.
To another.
To another.
The gift of healing.
To another has a gift of healing. They can manifest. He started out, these are the manifestations of the thing.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to manifest that God can heal my body. So I'm going to get a gift from heaven. I'm going to get healing from heaven. I'm going to manifest in this gift that God has healed my body.
Yeah, amen.
And the church is watching for the sick to get well, yeah, to see that the gift of God is still in the church.
Amen.
We're looking,
yeah,
for the manifestation, mama, of your faith. I'm finding your faith today. Why? I see another soul. Body might be going back to the dust from which it came, but my God, the spirit is going upward. So, one has faith.
To another, the working of miracles.
Let's talk about it. Somebody with that kind of gift, that you can manifest a miracle in your own body. Because let me tell you, a moment that you don't know what's going to happen to your frame. But God has you prepared. Has your body prepared to prove to anybody that don't know God. He's going to prove by you that miracles have not ceased. So you're walking along, unconscious of your surroundings. And you step off the curb and a car hit you. Somebody had within their frame to prove they're not a bone. When it appeared that they said, I should have went under the car and the car should have ran over me. But God blew and just moved me. But when it hit me, it didn't do me no harm, because some can manifest that there are miracles still in the church. You see it? So your body was prepared to manifest the power of God.
Yes.
And he selected you,
yes,
to manifest it for all of us.
Yes.
So you eat something. And it's causing havoc with your kidneys.
Yes.
And you finally decide, because you're on the way out, somebody else decides for you. They're going to take you to the physician to see it. And when you get there, the doctor tells you what he sees. His kidneys are gone. Your consciousness has left this world. You're in the valley in the shadow of death. But don't feel no evil. Because my body was prepared for this sacrifice,
yes,
and I will willingly give it. So while I'm there, God didn't leave me. his voice came. From what he knows to be the voice of God, they picked the lily. So you walk around. You obey the word. And then you start coming to yourself and then realize God is touching the body. That the gift of healing is there already. But now we're talking about the miracles. What's going to happen to the kidneys? Is God able to bring them back when man say they can't come back? Sisters, men are saying they come back if you put God on them. So, God delivers. But the miracle in it is that they were prepared for someone else. Manifesting the word that I'm going to do something for someone else. You all know the love story. But let me tell you about a soul that went down to bones and could barely walk, couldn't talk, all motor skills gone. But say, I lend my member holy and acceptable to God. If this is how you want to treat me, go ahead. As long as you preserve my life, you can touch my body, but preserve my life. While I'm working, the angel of God is talking to his maker.
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm singing about a meeting place. If that soul is going to meet me, make her open the window. It's just like Hezekiah. He said, if you're going to do it, turn the sundial back and ask God to do it. Did not God do it? Well, for me, at the moment, I said, is she going to meet me? Because I know that I'm bound. Let her open the window. And at that moment, the window opened. And she said, sir, did you call me? I said, I didn't call you. But I knew what God had just done for me. So he manifested that he heard me. And he manifested what he was going to do. And for that, just the knowledge, the suffering in this life must come. But let me tell you what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to take it. Because I know my end. The thing would be to know my end and get messed up in the middle. So when it comes, I say, thank you, Lord. When it comes, I say, thank you, Lord. So this spirit of miracles is in the church. Why? Because God placed it there to show others my body is complete. So by one spirit, we get all of these things done for our glory. That God will let you see. For the spirit of miracles, the gift is here because you know she shouldn't be here, but she is. You say, how is it when she didn't see the danger coming around the corner? She stepped out on God and he preserved her. She shouldn't be here, but she is. Why? To show you the fulfilling of these words.
To another prophecy.
To another. Say, Bishop Nehemiah, I had a vision. I saw the man of God coming. I saw his clothes being prepared. It's in February in Jacksonville. He said, well, tell the church. We know it's here. So the prophecy, when the man of God said, the one that kneels to Nehemiah, and Nehemiah said, rise, find nothing but a man. We know that the spirit of the prophet is here in the church, and this prophet is subject to all of the other prophets. Everything that they have said, I must fulfill. So if my prophecy is you're going to meet me, I advise you to believe me. And if you have any doubt, I'm going to trust in his word and leave it to me. By another word, prophecy comes that I will speak to your bones. I have that spirit that the gospel is the spirit of prophecy. Saying you shall meet me there. If you're going to just open the door of your heart and let me in.
To another discerning of spirits,
to discern what the man of God is saying. Say, oh Jesus, did I understand it? Did I understand what he's? Hallelujah to God! I'm able to understand me. The spirit is talking, the angels are talking, and I'm able to understand their conversation. The spirit is in the church. Say, oh, thou man of God. I saw the, Paul said, we're looking through the glass door. We can't see nothing. But my God, when I get rid of this, I can see beyond the grave. I can see beyond my present condition. Hallelujah, God, I might see it done now, but this is going to cease, and the light of this word is going to shine on me, and I'm going to say, shine, Lord. But another, don't have to be you continually, but another.
Divers kinds of tongues.
Hallelujah, God, come in. God, put it in your company, divers tongues. When the testimonies are going and she's sitting, bring a conclusion to what you're saying God is doing. Say, Lord. When you finish a phrase of what you say, say, Lord. Keep bringing an amen, an ancient conclusion to a phrase, a singing phrase. Hallelujah to God. Just sit there and just mumble under the breath. Just talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's Jesus has. And you sit here in the company and say, I hear it all over the place. By twos and by threes. It's never just by one. It's by twos and threes. But if it's just by me, I'm edifying myself. Because I need God to talk to me. And I want to hear it. And I want my soul edified. I got to hold to it. So if I want to be edified, he knows what to do.
To another, the interpretation of tongues.
Then the interpretation comes. See, I understood what I was saying, because as I was giving it out, the man of God was coming right by me. So I was prophesying, hallelujah to God, and I was in tongues, and I was telling them how they go come, one by one, one by one. I didn't know, but I was kept on, one by one, one by one. Kept just talking to God. And I knew that the interpretation was going to come because the man of God took my tongue and said they're going to come one by one. You haven't seen when they've come in two. It's been one here, one here, one here. One see one come say, oh, I better go too. And they come one by one just like the prophet said. Just like the tongue said, and just like the interpretation said. I'm just showing you this is the God. of heaven, and this is his church. Yes.
But all these worketh that
all
one.
All these
worketh that one and the same self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
He gives. He gives. He gives. He gives. He gives every man his own several gifts.
For the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ.
I told you. You are the Christ of God. You are the body of Christ. You are his members. In particular, thank you for lending your members to be a part of this illustrious body.
For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Hear it? By one Spirit,
we all
died and rose again, walking in the newness of life. That's how we all got here. That's why we all one and one, all in all. Yes.
Whether to be Jews or Gentiles,
black or white,
whether we bond or free,
Jew, Gentile, African, Asian, Greek, wherever you're from,
and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
The only thing you drink is my cup. Mm-hmm. And you say it might be bitter, but in my belly it is so sweet. Yes.
For the body is not one member, but many.
The body is not one member. It's not just an arm.
But many.
But many. The ones that are gathered here. The ones that are gathered in Texas and Pennsylvania. Wherever the body is gathered, California. Wherever they're from in the islands. Wherever they are. We're all one. Yes.
If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand.
I'm not the hand.
I am not of the body.
I'm not of the body.
Is it therefore not of the body?
Oh, yes, it is. You know it is.
Yes, it is.
So I might be a lowly one. I don't mind mopping the floor. I'm still a part of the body. I don't mind being on the pulpit. I'm still a part of the body. I might be a doorkeeper, but I'm a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Yes.
And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body.
You are.
Is it therefore not of the body?
It is. We'll come to the conclusion. It is. Yes.
If the whole body be an eye, where were the hearing?
If everybody want to be me, where are the workers? Hallelujah to God. Where are my feet? Where are my hands that's going to do the bidding? Where is the heart that's going to take the word of God and accomplish and manifest that God is real? Yes. All apostles know. All elders know. Wherever I am, I'm going to be content.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going to manifest the power of God.
Yes,
where I am.
But now. Has God set the members.
He set them. Where did he put you?
Every one of them in the body.
Where did he put you?
As it had pleased him.
Where you are, God is pleased. Now, are you going to be pleased? If you desire where I am, hush your mouth and just desire it. But stay where you are until you move, until you graduate. At the graduation, the man over the college, he said, by the power that's invested in me, he made every dumb person out there and every smart person out there graduate. If you barely made it through, with a 1.9999, he bestowed upon you graduate
gift.
A gift.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's a gift. And you came by, you got the same shake of a hand as the valedictorian. You can walk around, you just didn't have a card, but you can think, I'm getting out of here magnum cum laude. If he didn't want to go that high, you could say, I'm cum laude. All right? You see me? But this man bestowed upon the whole congregation, graduates. Everybody said, so the Spirit does the same thing to saints by the power invested in me. If you trust the words that I'm giving you, I'm showing you by the scripture. I can bestow upon you everlasting life. So we don't have to change our tassels. We're going to change bodies. We're going to change housing. Why? God said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. I want a place that you will never have to die no more. I'm going to prepare a place you have to cry no more. I'm going to prepare a place that you're going to praise me forever. So, he said, bid them come. Go on in the highways and the byways. Bid them come. Bestow on them. Breathe on them. Give them the gospel. And let them save themselves. They'll come. After the service was over, a soul was in the congregation and heard about hell and how nice people were going to go to hell. And she came to the conclusion, I'm a nice person. But I don't want to go to hell. Can I be baptized? Why, sure. Went in the water. Came up walking in the newness of life. Then got a promise coming out of there. Somebody was breathing on their soul, bringing them up. Hallelujah to God. That when they got their ears from the water, say, and you shall. That's a promise. You shall. So start seeking it. Seeking after it. And oh, Lord. She lost her mind. God put another mind. See, now you can pray for everybody else you come across. Because now the indwelling Christ fits you like a glove. Members in particular, I bestow upon you these truths that if you believe God, he'll do whatever you ask.
Now, are there many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee.
I
nor
need
again
you.
The head to the feet, I have no need of
you. I need you. I need you more now than I needed you before. I need some soul to prove to me gout can be healed by God. I need somebody. Hallelujah. I believe. I know he can do it. But it'd be good to see. Yes.
But that the members should have the same care one for another.
The hand should have the same care for the feet as the feet has for the ear. Yes.
And whether one member suffer.
When one suffer,
all the members suffer with
everybody
it.
Everybody suffer with it.
Or one member be honored.
One member's honored.
All the members rejoice.
Everybody was rejoicing with Gerald.
Yes. Amen.
Now, don't come on.
Amen.
Because you know his struggle. But everybody rejoiced with it.
Amen.
Didn't we?
Yes.
Sure we did.
Amen.
Yes.
Now ye are the body of Christ.
You are the body of Christ.
And the members.
And members
in particular.
Haven't I proven it by your own testimony? I can sit now, can't I? I can. I took your life and proved this. But I'm going to go to the end of this phrase.
And then we can say Selah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And God has set some in the church.
I got to get to this part.
First apostles.
I'm first. But don't get crazy.
Second.
Wait. You ain't in there yet. So even try to rush. You can't do nothing. First. But because I'm first, mean he established the church on me. But you don't honor me. I don't want to hear my name here. I want Jesus' name here. Because if you honor him, you got me, baby. You got me at I thank God. Yes. Thank God for the work. That's how these works are here. He put us first. So when you come, don't put a man in front of Jesus. Yes. First in the church, he put apostles.
Secondarily prophets.
Prophets.
Thirdly, teachers.
Teachers.
After that, miracles.
Miracles.
Then gifts of healing.
Gifts of healing.
Helps.
Help.
Government.
Government.
Diversity of tongues. Are all apostles?
Yes, they think.
Are all prophets?
Mm-hmm, they think.
Are all teachers?
They think they that too.
Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?
Here's how you now figure out what Paul's saying. No, but some do. They have diverse, different places. When you add it all up, you get what the church is, which includes you. Doesn't it make sense this way? Because now you include it in what the man of God, did you get to the end?
But yet, earnestly.
Earnestly.
Covet the best gifts.
Go after. Don't try to go after what Sister Goo did. So I'm going to walk out and get hit by a car and see if I'm going to have the gift of miracles. Boom, you're going to have the gift of death. Dead. Boom.
But covet earnestly the best gifts.
Covet earnestly the best gifts.
And yet try unto you a more excellent way.
I'll show you a more excellent way. Hasn't God included you in this gospel? So you are just as important as I am. I'm an uncomely part. I'm a preacher. God came last by us. But I'm included. I'm a servant. I'm included. What about you? Today is the day for you to include yourself with this gospel. This is Bishop Patterson inviting you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You say to the saints everywhere, peace be unto you. And please remember, minister Yeverton, in your prayers and in your thoughts, that the Lord will touch his body and give him peace. Thank God he included me.